Sure. So as you have correctly stated, I represent Nancy Robrand and Jenny Rosenkrantz from Rapid City, and I also represent two other couples, which I'll decline to name at this time, but I will tell you that one of them is from Sioux Falls and the other is also from Rapid City, that collectively the three intend on challenging South Dakota's ban on same-sex marriage. Furthermore, we intend to challenge South Dakota's failure to recognize marriages performed out of state. And so, as you stated, Ms. Rosenbrand and Ms. Rosenkrantz will be getting married tomorrow in Minneapolis, and I'm happy to report that the Minneapolis mayor, Betsy Hodges, will be officiating that ceremony, and upon the completion of that, they'll return to South Dakota, and collectively with the other two couples, we intend to file suit in United States District Court to challenge the things that I've mentioned.
It might sound like a stupid question, but why are they doing this?
Well, I think that, you know, any time that someone is in a loving, committed relationship, there's a certain sense of wanting to declare that to the outside world. In this case, you know, Jenny and Nancy have spoken on this. They don't believe that they need a marriage to affirm the love and commitment that they've had for 27 years. I think that what's important to them, though, is that as they reach the end of their lives, you know, unfortunately, Ms. Robrand put it best when she said that end-of-life decisions have to be made, and they want to be cognizant of the fact that there are certain protections that and rights that are given with marriage that come along with the responsibilities, of course, but certain rights that, and protections that are given with marriage that they would like to be sure that they have for both each other and for their families. And so they care about that for themselves, but it's also important to them that other individuals that walk in, you know, the same path that they have, loving, committed couples that are in South Dakota, that they be given an opportunity to get married in South Dakota and not have to cross state lines to do so. This is obviously a prevalent issue in our time right now, and South Dakota is one of only four states presently that does not have a challenge to its same-sex marriage ban. And it's important for this couple that South Dakota be at the table along with everyone else in this very important discussion.
You anticipated my next question. Significant in South Dakota, since as far as I understand it, this is certainly the constitutional amendment has never been challenged. I mean, could you talk about the historic significance of that, if you've even thought of that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you that 2006 is when the amendment passed in South Dakota, from my understanding, and it was in a sweep of other constitutional amendments across the country. These amendments are relatively new in the course of history. I mean, the last 14 years have seen an incredible number of these amendments surface in states, you know, across the country. So the challenges to them have also been all fairly new. And we're seeing them fall in rapid succession, according to U.S. District Court opinions, in the last few months alone, at a rapid rate. And the question will be, and the reason it's significant not just to South Dakota, but for the rest of the country, the question will be, to what extent is the Supreme Court going to step in and decide that this is an issue that needs to be, you know, determined nationally? As a matter of United States constitutional law, is South Dakota's ban on same-sex marriage valid? Our argument is that it is unconstitutional. And I anticipate, you know, a full-throated defense from South Dakota's Attorney General and arguing that something along the lines of federalism principles, that states are allowed to, you know, make laws and choose, you know, what marriages they'll recognize and which ones they won't. I anticipate that being a central issue to this case, and our argument is that pursuant to the U.S. Constitution, that is not something that states are allowed to choose, but rather there is a fundamental right here that the state is violating of these couples and others.
You anticipated another question, because the Attorney General here, Jack Lee, has vowed, of course, to vigorously defend the state statutes. You know, can you tell me, and I know it's early, Can you tell me essentially when and perhaps where in the state you're going to be filing?
Well, I'll tell you that I'd like to comment first on one thing you just said.
Sure.
I did hear some statements from Attorney General Jackley with along those lines, and I just want to mention I think that's an unfortunate move. There are attorney generals in other states in this country who have, I think, made the rational decision that defending this is maybe a waste of public resources, and I wish that the attorney general here would maybe think about the commitment to public resources that he's going to be putting towards the defense of this, and be careful about that because, as you know, this is an issue that is a conversation that's occurring in the courts nationally, and to spend a lot of public resources on this when the writing, as I see it, is on the wall, is a bit unfortunate. That aside, in terms of your question regarding filing, I am filing in the United States District Court, so I'll be in federal court here within a few weeks in South Dakota. In terms of the city, I have an idea of where I'm planning on filing, and I'm fairly certain of that, but I want to decline to say it this time.